Greetings, friends. What does it look like to be a Christian? How would somebody be able to tell that you're a Christian? There are definitely certain actions that we should be taking that demonstrate Christ living in us. Because Christ lived a certain way of life, and if Christ is in us, and that's the definition of a Christian, is one who has Christ living in them through the power of the Holy Spirit. So if we are a Christian, if Christ is living in us, that means he's going to be living a certain way of life in us. And how is this manifested? Well, let's turn over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and we'll read verse 22 through verse 28. This is Ephesians, the 5th chapter, in verses 22 through 28. This is talking about wives and husbands. In our previous program, we went over just some basic things about, for instance, not lying but telling the truth, not stealing but working, and working so that we can give to other people, not hating our enemies but actually loving them and praying for them. And so now we're going to focus on the relationship between husbands and wives. It says in verse 22, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord." And I know that this is very hard in today's society. I am so very thankful for the wife that I have, who does not mind being in subjectivity to me, because she does not believe that that word, being in subject, is a bad thing. She believes that being in subject to me as her husband is a good thing. Now, why is that? First of all, it's because this is the instruction from God. God has set a divine pattern on this earth that is really a reflection of him and his helpmeet, Jesus the Christ. The Father is the head of Christ, just like the husband is to be the head of the wife. Does it mean that Christ is any less than the Father? No. They are both God. Does it mean that the wife is any less than the husband? No. They are both human beings. But it's just a matter of responsibility. The Father has certain responsibilities, and the Son has certain responsibilities. The husband has certain responsibilities, and the wife has certain responsibilities. One of the main responsibilities of the wife is to support her husband. And we're going to get to the main responsibility of the husband. So here it says, "Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord." In other words, if you learn how to be in subjection to your husband, who is by no means perfect, then you will definitely be able to subject yourself to the Lord, who has authority over you and who is perfect. And so it says, "Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, and Messiah is also the head of the church." Now, why are we as church members willingly subject to Messiah, Jesus the Christ, who is the head of the church? Why do we follow God's way of life? It says in verse 24, "Just as the assembly is subject to the Messiah, so let wives also be subject to their own husbands in everything." And it's made possible because of verse 25. This is the responsibility of husbands, and this is what Messiah, as the husband to the church, so to speak, does for his wife, the church. Husbands, love your wives. See, that's why my wife does not feel it's a bad thing to be in subjection to me, to subject her will to me. That's because she knows that my will is to love her. So if I am loving her, if I am putting her first and saying, "Honey, what makes you happy? What would you like for me to do for you?" Then don't you think, because she feels so loved, because she's not threatened, she's not put down, she's not stifled. If she wants to do sewing, she can do that. If she wants to go shopping, she can do that. If she wants to cook certain things, she can do that. If she wants to take dance lessons, she can do that. If she wants to take guitar lessons, she can do that. She's free to do that. I want her to do those things because I love her. So if she feels that way, that she's not threatened, that I'm actually helping her to fulfill her dreams, then isn't it natural that she's also going to want to do the same thing for me? That she's going to say, honey, I believe that you have my best interest in mind. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. Of course, that's the natural reaction. So men, if you want to be like Christ, then you need to love your wife. Even as the Messiah also loved the church and did what? Gave himself up for it. Messiah was not selfish. Messiah didn't call people out of the world. And that's what the church is, by the way. People called out of the world and into a relationship with Messiah. Messiah didn't call people out of the world for selfish reasons, to have people bow down to him and say, holy, 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 and great thou art, as to boost up his ego. No, he called us so that he could give himself to us fully, so that we could experience the same life and joy that he has with the Father. That's why he called us, and he did everything he could while he was alive, even to the point of giving up his life in death for us. And now that he has been resurrected and sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven, he's still living for our sakes to bring us into glory, so that we again can be one of the children of God, just like he is a child of God, the Son of God. And so it says that Messiah loved the church and gave himself up for it. Is that what you do, husbands? Do you love your wives? Do you give up yourselves for your wives? You can give up yourself in two ways. You can literally give up your life for your wife, and you can live for your wife. Giving up your life for your wife might actually mean that if the two of you have the same blood type and you need to give a kidney to your wife so that your wife can live, then you would do that. You might die in the process, but you would do it so that your wife could live. But it's almost harder to live for your wife, to say, everything that I do is focused on my wife. I want her to be happy. I am putting her first. I am, in effect, subjecting myself to her. Not that she's bossing me around, but I am willingly giving my time, my energy, my money to her to help her to be all that she can be, because I want the best for her. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about love. That's how people should be able to see Christ in us, is where they see husbands in love with their wives and wives being in subjection to their own husbands. And God says that we should do this, and that he gave up himself for us so that he might sanctify the church, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word. It's through the scriptures that we learn how to live. And it should also be up to husbands to make sure, as heads of the house, that we are leading our household spiritually also. We should make sure that we are praying together with our wives and our children. We should make sure that we are studying the Word of God together. We should make sure that we are in fellowship with other believers of like mind. We should make sure that we are singing praises to God. That's what we should be doing spiritually. We should be making sure that we are giving to those who are in need, simply because we are moved with compassion. We have the mind of God, and we want to heal hurting hearts. That's what we should be doing as spiritual heads of our household, making sure that our wives are cleansed by the washing of the water with the word. And Christ did that for us so that he might present the church to himself gloriously. Now, you don't want your wife looking all shabby, right? You want her to be glorious. When you step out on the town, you don't want people to be laughing at her because she looks like a scrub. You want people to look at her and say, wow, man, she's got a man that treats her like a queen. That's what you want, because you are living like a king. You want to treat her like a queen. And definitely, if you treat her like a queen, she's going to treat you like a king. It says that we should not have any spot or wrinkle or any such thing God wants us to be holy and without blemish. Even so, husbands ought also to love their wives just as if they were loving their own bodies. In other words, we should not look at our wives as someone separate from ourselves. We should look at our wives and ourselves as one, pulling together. You know, my wife and I, I'm so happy again with our marriage. We've been married for 18 years now, and we had a friendship for several years before that. Do you know that it's probably been, oh, I would say maybe 10 years ago is the last time that we actually had an argument. That's right, about 10 years ago since we've actually had an argument. Now, of course, there have been some times where we haven't felt the best toward each other, but I'm talking about a real argument. We've learned how to get along with one another. It's not a struggle anymore about who's in charge and who's going to have their way. My wife has beaten me enough where I know that she's going to get her way. No, that's not true. I have willingly subjected myself to her because I love her, and so I give myself for her. And she is the same way. She feels so much respected by me that she wants to give love. And I feel so respected by her that I want to give love to her. So we don't even fight. And we don't fight over money. That's something that lots of people fight over. We share our money. We share our goals. We love to travel together. And so we do lots and lots of things together. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that He's blessed us with His Word. And we were able to study His Word. And we were able to model our lives after Christ and how Christ treated the church and still treats the church. And that's what my prayer is for you, is that husbands, you will love your wives, and wives, you will love your husbands, so that you can have a marriage that reflects the relationship of Christ and the church, so that you can have a relationship that reflects the Father, God the Father, and His Son, Jesus the Christ. That's what I pray. So please, allow Christ to live in you. And you know I like to end each program by saying, may God be in you. Because that is what makes the difference between all other people and Christians, is the fact that God is in us. And God dwells in us through His Holy Spirit. In our next program, we'll start our discussion on the third P of our profession. The third P of our profession is providing. It means providing for people in need. I hope you'll come back for that exciting program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.